This shiur is on the Kotei Sichas, Chedik Yudalef, Parshas Boi, the first Sicha. This shiur will focus on some of the ha'ores in the Sicha, specifically on one ha'ore that the Rebbe carries through other ha'ores. Other ha'ores are dependent on this ha'ore. So we're going to discuss this ha'ore, ha'ore 9, and then we're going to move on to the other ha'aris, which the Rebbe references in order to answer some of his questions to this ha'ore 9. So in this sicha, in Ois Beis, the Rebbe says that there are two ways of explaining the heter of Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. One way is to explain that Be'emes, Eichel Nefesh, in essence, is also on Yom Tov, as the Pasuk says, Kol Melochel Le'yosebara. However, Teiro came around to say, Ach Asher Yochel Eichel Nefesh, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. But Be'etzem it's also. So therefore, explains the Rebbe, that the Pasuk, Kol Melochel Le'yosebem, Ach Asher Yochel Eichel Nefesh, means that Ach Asher Yochel Eichel Nefesh is the reason why it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because it's food. Because it's Asher Yochel Eichel Nefesh, because it's food. There's another way of learning it, and that's the Shita of the Ramban. It looks like Shita of the Ramban, the Rebbe says. And that is, that because the Torah says in Parshas Emor, Melechus Avoido Lo Yisasu, and the Torah does not write that Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, explains the Ramban that is because Melechus Avoido Lo Yisasu automatically excludes Melechus Eichel Nefesh. Automatically. Which means to say that according to the Ramban, and that's the second way of learning the heter of Eichel Nefesh, it was never also. It was Melechatchilo Mutter. And that brings an afkamina concerning somebody who fasts on Yom Tov, if he could do midei reise a melechus eichel nefesh. Now, according to the opinion which says that melechus eichel nefesh be'etzem is also, and the only reason why it's mutter is because it's food, so it's mistabel to say that only if you have a need for the food, then it's mutter. But if you don't have a need for the food, then it's also. So a person who fasts, who doesn't have a need for the food, it will be also for him to do it. But according to the Ramban, who says that Melechus Eichel Nefesh is Be'etzem Mutter, meaning it's a Melocha Muteres, then what's the difference if a person is a Mis'ane or not? It could be even if he fasts, it's still a Melocha Muteres, and it would be Mutter for that person to do a person which fasts would be Mutter for him to deal with the Melechus of Eichel Nefesh. In Hora 9, the Rebbe raises a stira, seemingly. Because the Ramban, as we just mentioned, holds the Melechus Avoida excludes Melechus Eichel Nefesh, which means to say that Melechus Eichel Nefesh be'etzem is Mutter. In Parshas Emor, where the Ramban brings down his opinion, the Ramban says his opinion, the Ramban continues to explain that Avoida Eitzel Razal, Avoida by Chachomim, means Teirach Va'omol Sha'odom Oivet Boi La'acher Meloshen Avdus. Avoida means that a person works and toils and sweats for others. That's what Avoida means. So Melechus Avoida Lo Yisasu. Mashainke Melechus Eichel Nefesh, as the Ramban describes it in Parshas Emor, is called Melechus Ano. What's the issue? The issue is that the Imri Bina in Dine Yom Tov Seif Aleph writes that based on these words of the Ramban, that if a person works for someone else, that's called Melechus Avoida. Says the Imri Bina, Ebazei, if so, that could also be within Melechus Eichel Nefesh. That if a person does it, Ke'eved Ho'eved Esrabi, if a person does the Melechus Eichel Nefesh like a slave who works for his master, or in our language, I would guess we call it a job. If a person does it because he has a job, so then says the Imri Bina, the Melechus Eichel Nefesh has a description of Melechus Avoida. Not that the Oichel is Avoida, the Melocha that a person is doing is a Melechus Avoida. Because he has no Ano, he's doing it because of a job. So if so, that seemingly is a stira to what the Rebbe finished bringing down from the Ramban. Because the Rebbe learned in the Ramban that Melechas Seichel Nefesh is Be'etzamuta, and it's excluded from the words Melechas Avoida. But here we see that according to the Imri Bina's Diuk in the Ramban, even Melechas Seichel Nefesh is not always Mutter. So the Rebbe answers, it's not really a stira. Why is it not a stira? Because the Rebbe says like this, Be'emes Melechas Seichel Nefesh is like we discussed in the Sicha, in the Pnim, Melechas Seichel Nefesh Be'etzam is Mutter. Because a person who does a melacha, melacha seichel nefesh, that's called melacha sanah. What is also is when the person takes that melacha seichel nefesh and makes it in a way of avodas eved, then it's not called anymore melacha seichel nefesh. Then it's called melacha avoda. In other words, although the person is doing his melacha with food, but because the melacha that he's doing is in a way of avodas eved, it's teirach v'amal, it's a job. So b'meile, the melacha gets a new description. The melacha gets a description called melachas avoda. And it's not anymore called melachas seichel nefesh. Although he's using food. But this that he's using food is not using it in the form of melachas seichel nefesh, melachas anah. Rather, he's using it in the form of melachas avoda. So this yesoid that the Rebbe establishes in the Ara 9, we're able to answer a few questions that the Rebbe brings down later on in the Aras. The Rebbe refers to this Ara 9 as an answer to some of his questions. Ubehagdim. In Eis Dalid, the Rebbe discusses the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos concerning Beis Hillel's statement, concerning the Gemara's statement about Beis Hillel's opinion, so the Rebbe discusses the machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos, but I think that in order to understand the Hora very well, we'll go through the machlekes, the way it's in the Gemara and Beitza, which the Rebbe himself brings down in short, in brief, the machlekes, that machlekes in Eis Beis. We're going to go through the machlekes, and then we're going to address Ha'ore 19, where the Rebbe discusses Rashi's opinion and has referencing to Ha'ore 9 in order to explain Rashi's opinion. So let's begin. The Mishnah in Maseches Beitza and Dafi Beis Amud Aleph says, B'shamay Yomrim, B'shamay Hold, Ein Moitzin, Loyas HaKotten, V'loyas HaLulav, V'loyas HaSefetere, L'Shus HaRabim. B'shamay Hold, that we don't carry a child, or a lulav, or a sefetere, out in L'Shus HaRabim on Yomtev. And B'sidol Hold, Matirim, B'sidol Hold, that it's mutter to do that. Zizok the Mishnah. So the Gemara brings down an interesting statement. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It was a Amoire who was learning in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and he made the following statement: Hashoichet Oilas Nedava BeYamtiv Loike. One who shechts Beis Hamikdash, the Oilas Nedava on Yamtiv, he gets Malkus. Kapashit, because Oilas Nedava is not Echad Nefesh. It's a Kabban Oila, and it's not a mitzvah to bring it on Yamtiv, unlike Oilas Ri and so on. So he gets Malkus. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi asked this Toni Tone Kamei, asked this Amira who was learning in front of him, asked him, who is this? Who holds that you get Malkus? It's Bishamai, not Bishilo. Why? Because Bishamai holds in our Mishnah that a person may not carry a child, a lulav or a sefetir, or a shesarabin. In other words, Bishamai holds, lo yamrin, and we don't say, miteich shehutro itzor letzerich, hutro nami shalei letzerich. We do not say that because, since Torah permitted eichel nefesh on yamtiv, it also permitted other things on yamtiv that are not letzerich, that are not for the need of yamtiv. However, b'silal, they hold, we do say miteich shehutro letzerich, hutro nami shalei letzerich, because we see in the Mishnah that b'silal permits taking a cotton, carrying a cotton, or a lulav, or a sefetera outside of Shusharabim on Yom Tov. So obviously we hold mitoch shehutra letzerech, right? Mitoch shehutra letzerech, because it became mutter letzerech echel nefesh. So too it became mutter shalei letzerech. So therefore comes out that according to Bisila, hashoichet oiles nedava beyamtiv should not get malchus, because mitoch shehutra letzerech utra nami shalei letzerech, since shechita is be'etzem mutter. Because shechita is melachas echel nefesh, so it's muta. So b'meila it should be muta to shecht elas nedava according to Bisila. That was what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi told the Amoira who sat in front of him. Asked Rabbi, I don't understand. What's the raya that the machlekes in our Mishnah is if we say mitoch shehutra letzerech utra nami shalei letzerech or not? Maybe the machlekes in our Mishnah is if there's bichlal melechas eitzah on Yom Tov. In other words, we know that there's melechas eitzah on Shabbos. Whether it's letzerech or shalei letzerech, melechas eitzah is also on Shabbos. And Bishamai holds that just like melechas eitzah is also on Shabbos, so too melechas eitzah is also on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with tzerech or not tzerech. It's a melechas eitzah, it's a melecha which is also. Mashein can be Bishilal holds. No. Only on Shabbos there is a melechas eitzah. And not on Yom Tov. Why would Bishilal hold that only on Shabbos there's melechas eitzah and not on Yom Tov? So they bring a pasuk. Pasuk says, V'leiseitziu maso mibotechem b'yema Shabbos. Don't carry any load out of your home on Shabbos. So Zaraya only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Only on Shabbos as a melechas eitzah and not on Yom Tov. And if so, if that's the case, that's the machlekes in Bishamai and Bishilal. If there's melechas eitzah on Yom Tov or not, then it has nothing to do with Asheichet Eilas Nedava B'Yom Tov. It could be that Asheichet Eilas Nedava B'Yom Tov would get Malkus, say according to Bishamai, say according to Bishilal. Because we don't have the rule of Mitech Shehutra Letzerech, right? Shechita. Mitech Shehutra Shechita Letzerech. Hutra Nami Shalei Letzerech Eilas Nedava. We don't have that rule anymore. Because that's not what the machlekes is. The machlekes is concerning, is there a melechas eitzah on Yom Tov or not? So Rav Yosef asked Rabbi back. This is mamish a Jewish way of answering. Ask a question back. So Rav Yosef asked back, if that's the case, if it's true what you Rabbi is suggesting, that the machlokes in the Mishnah is there melechas eitzah on Yom Tov per se? Bichlal, be'etzem, is there melechas eitzah be'etzem on Yom Tov? If so, why are they arguing about a cotton, about a lulav, about a sefer Torah? Why don't they argue about avonim, about the rocks? Are you allowed to carry rocks on Yom Tov? Bishamai should say no, because there's melechas eitzah on Yom Tov. And Bishilu would say yes, because there's no melechas eitzah on Yom Tov. Therefore, says Rav Yosef, that from the fact that the machlekes is not be'avonim, not by concerning rocks, is a raya that that's not the machlekes. The machlekes is not, is there melechas eitzah on Yom Tov or not? Rather, be'etzah shalei letzerech pligi. Rather, their machlekes is specifically eitzah shalei letzerech. That according to Bishamai, carrying a cotton, a sefer Torah, or a lulav, it's shalei letzerech. And therefore, shalei letzerech, we're going to see soon what that means, shalei letzerech. Shalei letzerech, k'tzerech rinah, shalei letzerech means shalei letzerech echel nefesh. So b'meila, it's also to carry a cotton, a lulav, and a sefer Torah. Masha'in ke Bishilal holds that no, mitoch shehutra letzerech, hutra nami shalei letzerech. And therefore, it's mutter to carry a cotton, a sefer Torah, and a lulav in Rishus Rabim on Yom Tov. So the Rebbe explains that this machlekes between Bishamai and Bishilal, if we say mitoch shehutra letzerech hutra nami shalei letzerech, fits with the two ways of learning the heter echel nefesh. If I learn that the heter of echel nefesh is that to begin with melachas echel nefesh is really awesome, however Torah was matirit, Torah said that it's mutar, so that would fit like Bishamai's opinion. Because since I hold that Melechas Eichon Nefesh became Muta, which, missed one detail, which, if I hold that Melechas Eichon Nefesh is Be'etzem also, and Teiru made it Muta, that means that the Pasuk needs to be read as follows. Kol Melech Le'yosa Bohem, Achasher Yochid Eichon Nefesh. That you're not allowed to do any Melech, unless it's a Melech of eating, which means to say that the Melech of eating is the reason of why it's Muta. So, therefore, only Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is Muta. Torah never made Muta when it's not for the sake of Eichel Nefesh. That is Bishamai's opinion. But if I hold that Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is Be'etzem Muta, in other words, that when the pasuk says "Kol Melech Le'yosa Bohem Achasher Yochid Eichon Nefesh," Achasher Yochid Eichon Nefesh is a description, is a sign, is a category of what type of melech is mutar. So it's not about eating. Rather, it's the melech which is mutar, which means, for example, melech shechita is mutar, melech shechita is mutar. Because these melachas that are pertaining to Eichel Nefesh is mutar. So b'meila is understood that it's mutar even if it's not the tzarich Eichel Nefesh, because the melacha be'etzem is a mutar dika melacha. And therefore, according to Bisilil, it would be permissible to carry a cotton or a sefetera or a lulav in Rishus HaRabim. Because the carrying in Rishus HaRabim, since it's mutar for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, that means carrying is be'etzem mutar, b'meila it's mutar for other things as well. Because it's a melacha mutaris. Says the Rabbi Neis Dalid, that although Bisilil says mitech shuto letzerich utronam shalei letzerich, but there's a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi takes the words of mitech shuto letzerich utronam shalei letzerich as is. Since it became mutar for Eichel Nefesh, it became mutar for things that are not. Means to say that even if it's shalei letzerich klal, the melacha be'etzem is mutar. Shink, and according to Tesis holds, mitech shuto letzerich hutra shaloi letzerich Eichel Nefesh. Now when we say mitech shuto hutra letzerich, it also applies to shaloi letzerich, but the shaloi letzerich is only shaloi letzerich Eichel Nefesh. But there still need to be a tzerich. There still need to be that it should be that a person needs it from the yomtiv. As the Rebbe brings down from the Tesis, tzerich hayom k'tas. There still need to be. For the sake of the yomtiv, can't just do stam. It's not just mutar. It has to be for the sake of yomtiv. In other words, there's a machlekes din Rashi and Tesis midei raisa. When Bisilil said shaloi letzerich, hutra shaloi letzerich, is it shaloi letzerich legamri, right? Im eino letzerich klal, meaning midei raisa, the melacha is completely mutar. And therefore, there is no need midei raisa for tzerich k'tzas. True that midei rabbanim you need, but that's not what's relevant over here. But midei raisa, you don't need tzerich at all. Mashayin, and according to the Tesis, you do need tzerich. True, not tzerich eichel nefesh, because Beisil said mitech shuto letzerich huto namish alei letzerich. But there's still a need of tzerich hayim k'tzas. Says the Rebbe that Rashi's shita is understood very well. Because, like we said already earlier, that according to Bisilil holds mitech shuto letzerich uto namish alei letzerich. That means that according to Bisilil, the melech haseichel nefesh be'etzem is mutar. So it's understood why Rashi in our Gemara in Beitza explains according to Bisilil that what's mutar even if it's shalei letzerich klal. So that fits beautifully with what we explained earlier. But according to the Tesis, Frek the Rebbe, that wouldn't make sense. Because according to the Tesis says that you need to have Tzerich Hayim Ktas. And the Shaila is, why do you need Tzerich Hayim Ktas? If Be'etzem it's Mutar, then why is there a need for Tzerich Hayim? And the Rebbe goes on to answer, it's not negat for this Shir. So in Hora 19, the Rebbe is going to address Shitas Rashi, and the Rebbe is going to explain the words of Rashi, which tell us that miteich shehutra letzerich, hutra nami shaloi letzerich klal. And the reason the Rebbe needs to explain, because there are some words in the Rashi that is not so glatic, lechu'ura, is not so clear, that Rashi holds that be'etzem it's muta. As we just finished explaining, that according to Rashi, it's be'etzem muta, Bisil's shita makes perfect sense according to Rashi. Because as the Rebbe explained earlier, Bisil holds it's be'etzem muta. Melech ha'secha nefesh is in essence muta. So let's read Rashi. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says like this. On the words of the Gemara, on the words of Rav Yosef's question, on Rabbe who suggested that the machlekes between Bishamay and Bishilul is concerning, is there meleches etzah on Yom Tov or not? Said Rav Yosef, if that's the case, then Bishamay and Bishilul should have argued concerning avonim, concerning rocks. And Rav Yosef concluded that midloy maflig ba'avonim, since they don't argue concerning avonim, shmamino, that teaches me that behitzo shalei letzerich pligi, that teaches me that they don't argue is there melachas hitzo, but rather what are they arguing about? Could I say that the hitzo that became mutar is even if it's shalei letzerich, as we mentioned earlier? So says Rashi the following statement. Shmamina, delekuli alma yeshitzah liyomtif. Comes out. Everybody agrees, Sai b'shamay and Sai b'shilul agree, that there is a hitzah on yomtif. Meaning there is such a thing called meleches hitzah on yomtif. However, minatayro hutra letzerich. Minatayro, it became mutar letzerich yomtif. Tzerich echa nafesh. B'shilul takes it a step further, and they hold, Kiven de hutra letzerech, hutra minatera legamri. Bisil will take it a step further, that because it became muta letzerech, it became muta legamri. Completely letzerech. Completely, even if it's shalei letzerech at all. However, Bishamai, they don't hold of this mitoich. And they say, only tzerech achila is what tera made muta. But if it's not tzerech achila, remains also mina tera. Now this is not the entire Rashi. We're going to go back to this Rashi in a few minutes. But here we have an issue. Because Rashi uses the words ubisilul islu, ubisilul hold, kiven de hutro letzerech, hutro minatera legamri. It sounds like the words hutro letzerech sounds like it became muta, which would tell me that Rashi does not hold that it's in essence muta. Because if something is in essence muta, then it's not hutro letzerech. Hutra means that it was also and it became muta. L'chura, maybe Bisilul should have said, or maybe Rashi should have said, not sure the words that he would use, but maybe you should use different words. Ubisilul islay, that it's not also. That Echa Nefesh is not also. But using the words hutra makes it sound like it became muta. So the Rebbe says, obviously that's not correct. Why? Because read Rashi. Rashi says, kiven de hutra letzerech, hutra minatera legamri. Which would mean to say that the Torah uprooted meleches eichel nefesh from meleches asuris. In other words, Torah excluded meleches eichel nefesh. In the words of the Rebbe in the Ore, sha'atira hoitzia meleches eichel nefesh. michlal melachas asuris legamri. That the Torah excluded melachas echad nefesh. Obviously, we'll have to say that the meaning, and that is why, because Rashi continues to say huto min ha-Torah legamri. So if it's huto min ha-Torah legamri, otherwise it shouldn't be legamri. Otherwise, like we said already earlier, that if be'etzem it's also, and Torah only made it mutar, then it's not legamri, then it's not completely mutar. And whatever the Rebbe asked, if so, a question on thesis, really, it could be on Rashi. But no, because Rashi holds hutro min ha-Torah legamri, which means to say that the Torah excluded melachas echad nefesh, not just made it mutar. Excluded meaning to say it was never also to begin with. But then we have another difficulty in Rashi. And Be'emes Yishleimar, even a stronger difficulty. Because Rashi begins with the words, like I said before, Shema Mino comes out. De Lekuli Alma, whether it's B'Shamay or B'Zila, Yesh Eitzah Li Yomtev. There is Melechas Eitzah on Yomtev. Nervos, however, Elosh Min HaTorah, however Min HaTorah, Hutro LaTzerech became Hutro LaTzerech. These words that Lekuli Alma Yesh Eitzah Li Yomtev sounds that there is Melechas Eitzah Li Yomtev. However, Torah made it Mutar LaTzerech. Here, in a sense, the words of Rashi are much stronger than Melechas Eitzah is Be'etzem Asur. And the Machlekes in B'Shamay and B'Zila is only Inu Chenami Min HaTorah, Torah made it Mutar LaTzerech. But the Machlekes is, could I take it further to Shalei LaTzerech? But Be'etzem Melechas Eitzah is also. L'chur, that's the Pshat in Rashi. Shema Minod L'kuli Alma Yesh Eitzah L'yamtev. So the Rebbe gives a beautiful answer, actually. And the Rebbe says that what Rashi means to say is not Pshat that the Melech is Melech HaAsura, but rather Shema Mino de Lekula Alma Yesh Eitzah Li Yomtev. Not Shema Mino de Lekula Alma Eitzah Asura Bi Yomtev. No. There is Eitzah Bi Yomtev, meaning to say, Eitzah is a Melacha on Yomtev. Of course it's a Melacha. But it's not a Melacha Asura. It's Eitzah that is related to Eichel Nefesh. Then it was never awesome. But it's still called a Melacha. It's still called a melacha. Just like on Shabbos it's called a melacha, so to on Yom Tov it's called a melacha. It's not excluded from the pasuk that we quoted earlier, Lo yisitzihu masa mibotechem b'yema Shabbos. No. It is called a melacha. Novas, it's not a melacha asura. Lemainaf kimine, if it's called a melacha or not. If lepo yel it's mutar, and if lepo yel Torah excluded it from the melachas avodo, and if lepo yel melachas echel nefesh is be'etzem mutar on yomtiv. So lemainaf kimine, how I call it, so if I call it melacha, I don't call it melacha. And that says the Rebbe, there's a nafkimine. There's actually two nafkimines. Nafkimine number one is as Rashi himself continues to explain. As I said before, we're going to get back to the Rashi. We didn't read the entire Rashi. Rashi says that according to Bisilal, Rabbonon gozur b'midi dahave tirche deloy tzorich kegein avanim. Rabbonon made a gzeira concerning things that are a tirche, for example, avanim. In other words, even though according to Bisilal, metech shiutro letzorich, hutro nami sheloy letzorich, an heitzah b'etzem is mutar legamri. However, that's all min ha-Torah. But Chachomim came around and said, certain heitzahs, we make exera. Which type of heitzah? Heitzah of avanim. Heitzah that has a tircha shalei letzerech. But a cotton and a sevetere that we need on Yom Tov. Yeah, for whatever reasons. If a tail, we need to lay on Yom Tov. A cotton, we need to carry from one place to another place. Other Rishonim even say it's not just a cotton, it's even a gadol. So, this is muta. So the avonim, the seveter is muta. But carrying, I'm sorry, I said avonim, cotton seveter. But avonim is taka also. Rabbanon made gzeira concerning tichet leitzarich. That's what Rabbanon made gzeira about. Says the Rebbe, this gzeira that Rabbanon made concerning avonim, haitzah b'yamtev, is only because haitzah is called a malacha. If haitzah wouldn't have been called a malacha, then Rabbanon wouldn't have made a gzeira even on ticha of avonim. In other words, I need it to be called a malacha, even though it's not malacha asur, but I need it to be called a malacha in order for Rabbanon to bother to make a gzeira b'midi da'av ticha d'leila tzairich. But if it wouldn't be called a malacha, then possibly Rabbanu wouldn't have made exera. So that is nafkamina number one, why it's negeya to know that yesh etzol liyamtev, meaning nish pshat that it's malacha asura biyamtev. Rather, it's malacha mutaris biyamtev, but it's called a malacha. What's nafkamina number two? Nafkamina number two is what we learned in Ha'ari 9. And that is, if the person does this malacha in a oifen of Aveda Sevet. Again, the same vote. If it's called a malacha, then doing it in the form of Aveda Sevet will actually become osel min ha-Torah. Midei Raisa will become osel. Because now it's not anymore called Melecha Seichel Nefesh, but rather, as the Rebbe discussed in Ha'ari 9, it gets a new description called Melecha Savoida. But if it would never be called a malacha, then it can't get the description of meleches avodah because it's not a malacha. So the only reason it could get the description of meleches avodah if a person does it in the form of avodah seved is because it's called malacha. So we got two nafkaminas why it's important to call meleches hitzah a malacha, although it's be'emes muta. Nafkamina number one is, could Chachamim make a gzeira, or will Chachamim make a gzeira? And something which is just a tircha yaseira, it's taken not meleches avedas eved, it's just a tircha. Carrying up avanim is a tircha. He may have a no from it, but it's a tircha, tircha yaseira. It's shalei letzerich. But he's not doing it for avedas eved. And the second afkamina would be if a person does the meleches hitzah in the form of avodas eved. And then, lechurim, even midei reise, it will actually become asur. Because it lost its toyar, it lost its description of meleches eichel nefesh, and now it's called meleches avoda. Further on in the sicha, when the Rebbe answers the question that the Rebbe asked that we finished earlier on the Tesis, which seemingly according to the Tesis, if I hold that Be'etzem the Melach is Muter, Melach is Eich Nefesh is Be'etzem Muter, so why does it need to have Tzirich HaYoyim Ktsas? L'chure, it should be Be'etzem Muter. So the Rebbe went on to discuss that although Rashi and Tesis both agree that Be'etzem Melach is Eich Nefesh is Muter, but there are two ways that it becomes Muter. Rashi holds that melacha seichel nefesh is muter. Is be'etzem the melacha is a different type of melacha. It's called, like we said from the Ramban, it's called melacha sana. It's a different type of melacha. So yes, it's a melacha, but it's a different type of melacha. So mele, it's be'etzem muter. According to the Tesis, however, says the Rebbe, that the melacha seichel nefesh is be'etzem muter, but only if my kavone was for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, or sake of Anoas Hayoim, Tzirich Hayoim, only then does it become, is it called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. Then it's not part of the Isur of Melechas Avoida. But if it's not for the sake of the day, or it's not for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, so then it will be called Melechas Avoida. And therefore it will be also on Yom Tov. In other words, it's totally bekavanas adam. It's totally, it's dependent on what the person had in mind, as the Rebbe goes on to discuss. In other words, there he brings the idea also, kavana, not kavana. In other words, that according to Tesis, Melechas Eichel Nefesh and Sha'al Melechas, they're all Melechas. It depends why you do them. If you do it for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, then it's called Melechas Eichel Nefesh, and it's Mutter. If you don't do them for the sake of Eichel Nefesh, then it's not called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. And then it will be called Melechas Aveda. That's the Rebbe's beer in the Tesis. Says the Rebbe, what if a person does a malacha for tomorrow? Does a malacha for tomorrow? For the next day? Yeah, could be malacha seichel nefesh, but he does it for the next day. So, malacha seichel nefesh for the next day. So from one hand, it's malacha seichel nefesh. It's anah. And not only that, a person has kavana for the sake of eating. Let's say. He has kavana for the sake of eating. Eating tomorrow. But he has a kavana for the sake of eating. Which means that according to Tesis, seemingly that should be called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. Because it's done with food. He's thinking about food. His kavana is for food. So it should be called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. Says the Rebbe, however, if it's done for the next day, that's not called Melechas Hanah. Because Melechas Hanah means, like the Rebbe explained earlier in the Sicha, that Melechas Hanah means for today. Or like the Rebbe explains in the Sicha over here, Bimnasis Letzerich Hanah Asodam Biyomtif. The person has Hanah on Yomtif. A person has Hanah. When is he going to have anah from this food? If he cooked it today for tomorrow, then the anah is really tomorrow. The anah is not today. The anah is not a yom tov tika anah. The anah is tomorrow. He's going to eat the food tomorrow. So therefore, even though he's thinking eichel nefesh, and he's going to have anah from the eichel nefesh, and he has kavanah for eichel nefesh, it's all beautiful. But nevertheless, since the anah is not an yom tov, the anah is tomorrow. So right now, it's not anah. Right now, it's called a job. A person was given a job to prepare food for tomorrow. Tomorrow, he's going to enjoy that food. Tomorrow, he's going to have anah. But right now, he's not having anah. Right now, meaning on Yom Tov, there's no anah. So it's not called Meleches Anah. Rather, it will be called Melechas Avoida. Says the Rebbe, that is similar to what we learned earlier in Ha'ar 9. Just like we said in Ha'ar 9, in the Ramban's Shita, that Melechas Eichel Nefesh, even though Be'etzem it's Muta, holds the Ramban that if it's done for the sake or similar to Avedas Eved L'Rabbe, then it gets a new description called Melechas Avoida, not Melechas Anah. So the same thing over here. Since the anah is not today, the anah is going to be tomorrow. So right now, it's a job. If right now it's a job, then it's called Melechas Avoida, not Melechas Anah. That is the end in Ha'ar 22. So these are the Ha'aris where the Rebbe is using Ha'ar 9, what he established in Ha'ar 9, that even if you hold Melechas Eichel Nefesh is in essence Mutar, There is a big possibility that under certain circumstances, Melecha Seichel Nefesh will not be called Melecha Seichel Nefesh. Rather, it will be called Melecha Avodah. We saw it in Ohr 19 concerning Hitzah. The Rebbe uses it as an afkamina. And we see it in Ohr 22 concerning not for the day of Yom Tov, but for the next day.